Rocky, roll up.
Hey, welcome to Starting Block here for another Thursday. You got myself, Grino. I'm joined by a man. Insert topical reference here, my co-captain Zemo.
You've really let yourself go on these intros.
Oh, look, it's been a world of... it's been a beauty of being away and being disconnected from the real world because I had no internet.
Oh, okay.
There's no...
Well, hang on. You better explain to the listeners exactly what you're talking about. You had a little holiday, a little getaway up the Hunter.
Do you want to do your intro thing first?
And we'll all the boys and girls out there on the listenership and blockheads, millions around the world.
went down the... Went away on a bit of a weekend away, long weekend, you know. Traditionally, because it's impossible to afford to buy a house these days.
Yep.
And the compromise is... Look, if I can't afford to buy a house, then I'm just going to go away twice a year.
Right.
So this was the second away for that particular year.
Yep.
Went to the Hunter and, no Wi-Fi there, no nothing. Nice little farmhouse. Just overlooking a bit of bush. Beautiful.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Do you like sort of extricating yourself from the news world when you're doing a sports news topical show?
Or? Well, it's never been a problem before.
Because you just wing it.
We just roll with the punches.
Because we're pros.
That's how we do.
On the block. That's why we're the most popular anti-sports show in the world, I believe.
Without doubt. Not just in Liverpool. Not just in New South Wales. Not just in Australia.
No.
In the world.
The world.
Do you want to talk in a raw review?
Do we? What do you want to review first, Greedo? You're obviously across it.
I'm right over the top of it.
Do we have to do anything serious first? Were there any funny stories? Oh, sorry, a bit of a recap. Oh, can you hit us since you've been gone for us, for the listeners?
Since we've been gone?
And this is actually AFL related, by the way.
And well, no.
No, I'm doing cross-topic references. So
why do you say that for the AFL segment?
No, because the AFL segment's jam-packed as it is.
It's light. It's always light. The AFL segment is a battle, and now you've got something. You've got some content.
Yeah, because
and you're going to burn it in the NRL segment.
Just before I forget.
Okay.
I have to, but just before I forget, I alluded to someone's car getting stolen last week.
Yeah.
Stevie J's.
Ah, Stevie J's car.
Yeah, and it turns out it was like a Seinfeld moment.
Mm.
So he had his golf clubs in it.
Ah.
Remember the mechanic?
And he was
Seinfeld?
Worried about the car, yes.
He's worried about the golf clubs.
Yes.
So there you go. I just thought a little... Tip of the hat there.
Why is the hat tipping in that story?
Because I got back to the listeners and explained to them the story.
So you're tipping yourself a hat.
Yes. I'm tipping my own hat to myself.
For being a week late on a topical story.
Yeah.
Oh, well done. Thursday night, Damo. Thursday night footy was back, baby.
The fans love their Thursday night footy.
They love it. Before we get to the game, should we go through the ratings?
Okay. Good. Yeah, let's go through the ratings.
Let's go through ratings first. All right, so we know how this rolls. You know, 1 through 4 are news.
Yeah.
What was my Tim Simone exotic bet of the week? I said they'd be outside the top 15.
Outside the top 15.
Even though it was grand final rematch.
Yes.
Sides meant to be at full strength until Cooper Cronk pulled out.
Correct.
This is going to go gangbusters. If there's going to be a true litmus test of Thursday night footy.
This is going to be fantastic.
It was the grand final replay. But we know, news going to be top 4. That's that locked out.
How do we dislodge the news by any chance?
I don't know. I'll get back to you on that. Think about it. We'll workshop it. We'll come back to it.
I've got an idea. I've got an idea. Well, because MasterChef is number 5, right?
MasterChef's number 5. You think a bit of cooking in the news?
Can I tell you something? I was talking to a guy on Periscope
yesterday.
A fella from America, Greeno, a guy from Chicago.
Yeah.
Turns out he loves MasterChef. He's an Italian, right?
Yeah.
So he said, I love cooking. It's in my blood.
It's in the blood. The nonnas.
It's in my blood, right? And he likes the Australian MasterChef better than the American one.
What about it? Is it the chef?
He loves George.
Really?
He loves George. Big George fan.
George is the most dislikable
of the
three.
And he said the guests they get on that one are so much better than the American ones.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that's how we're going to dislodge the news. Pump up MasterChef to the point where Americans say how cool it is.
Yeah.
And then all the sheeple Aussies will tune in.
We'll jump on in. I like your logic. See, I was having a real half glass empty.
Americans like it. It must be good.
I was thinking negatively, because when you're saying dislodge news, I thought you were trying to find ways to make the news worse.
Yeah.
You were talking about improving something.
That's not possible.
Exactly.
That's not possible.
That's why I was struggling for ideas. So, MasterChef 5, Current Affair at 6. Mm. The Chase, Damo. Have you caught any of The Chase?
Is that the one where the expert, the boss, like the boss level in a video game, sits on like a little pedestal?
Correct.
And they answer questions and he has to chase them with correct answers?
That's right. Yep.
Okay. Yep.
Yep. That show's 7th.
Seventh, okay.
Believe it or not.
Are you a fan of The Chase? How does it rank in the game show stakes?
Oh, pretty low for mine.
Pretty low.
I'm going to Family Feud number 1.
Family Feud?
Just on what's available at the moment, because it's not a huge amount.
Family Feud's a favourite, though.
Yeah, I'd put Family Feud. They're lighthearted, fun, Damo. You don't have to think. Just enjoy a midget hosting a TV show.
I was going to say Grant Denyer, though.
I don't mind 1 grand, Daniel. I can deal with him. I can deal.
It's probably safer for him to be there than it is behind the wheel.
He seems to have problems when he gets behind the
especially
wheel.
Especially at Bathurst.
Not just Bathurst. Didn't he go off on a rally a couple of weeks ago?
Did he really?
Yeah, he had a real bad stack.
That's surprising because there are no walls on rallies.
That's the problem. He went off trees and...
So there's nothing locking him in.
No,
to protect the wider environment from him.
Exactly.
Because that's why the walls are there. It's not to protect the driver. It's to protect the audience from Grant.
From Grant, exactly. Safety first, kids. ABC News down there in 8th.
ABC News.
The Project. I know you're a big fan of The Project, Damo. Yeah. Do we want to talk about Channel 10, the financial woes?
Going broke.
Going bust, going into financial receivership. What are they going to do? What if you could
what
do one thing?
What can they bring across?
Because I think, firstly, they need to ask Waleed what he'd do. Because he seems to know it all.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So just lock him in, have a chat with him.
Yep.
He'll sort out 50%. We'll worry about the other 50.
At least he's a cricket fan, I guess. So Big Bash should be safe.
Big Bash. But the bickies they're going to need for that,
I
think the worst thing possible is going to happen. Really? Channel 9's going to get the rights to the Big Bash. I really think they will.
Don't you want to see Tubby and Chappelle and the lads commentating the Big
Bash?
The
fact that we have to endure that throughout the summer, the Australian summer, as is. I don't want to ruin the Big Bash as well.
What if they bring a cup? They'll have to bring over the bowlologist.
Damien
Fleming. You maybe can't go Freddie Flintoff.
Punce is probably the best commentator in the booth.
You like
mine.
He doesn't have much time for commentary these days, what with all the jet setting around Monaco and the placing the bets at the restaurants and asking them to put the footy on, you know. He's a very busy man.
He's very busy.
Yes.
MasterChef Masterclass was 10, Damer.
Okay. What's the Masterclass? Is that where they get the kids involved?
No, it's genius, because what they do is it's when the judges, they get up there and they whip up. Basically, they take on the challenges that the contestants done throughout. They're going, here's what I would have done.
Is that right?
What you did was shit. Here's what I would have done.
Okay.
And then they show them how to do it. It's pretty good. I enjoy the Masterclass.
Okay. Is it better than the original?
What do you mean? As in, like, just the general?
So you've got MasterChef, the normal, game show, and then you've got the Masterclass.
I enjoy the Masterclass better because I like learning. I don't like
You like
the,
learning. You don't learn anything from the regular show?
No, because it's all about the drama, Damo. Oh, well,
the
they get it up
the
in time.
Attention, the atmosphere.
He dropped the container. Like, it's just, that kind of stuff. I just want to know, I want to watch cooking.
Yes.
When I watch a cooking show. I know it's a crazy premise. But when I watch a cooking show, I want to watch cooking.
Yeah, you don't want to watch the challenges.
No.
It's like that show The Block where they're supposed to do up a house. About 5%
of the bitching.
About 5% of the show is dedicated to actual DIY stuff. The rest of the time, they're running around, they're arguing with people at Bunnings. And,
product placement, yeah. Bit of that.
Yeah, it's a bit rank.
Hot Seat's 11.
Hot Seat. Eddie.
10 news down there in 12. They're struggling.
Ouch. See, when the news occupies the top four and you can't crack it for a top 9.
Top 10. You're struggling. Yeah. That's 12.
Yeah.
Number 13, Damo. Thursday night footy. AFL edition. 464 tuned in there. 7:30. Home and away at 15. I think it's a big hour of home and away on a Thursday evening.
Is it really?
You know, fair play.
They look forward to it, the Summer Bay fans.
They do. Yeah. There's a second edition of the Chase here.
So Chase doubles up.
Chase doubles up.
Before the NRL makes an appearance.
There's a 5 p.m. edition and a 5:30 edition.
So this is the Chase A and the Chase B. That's amazing.
So I've already won my Tim's Murder Exotic Bet of the Week.
Yeah,
it's
you're
not
in.
Top 15.
You're done. You're done.
16, that was that.
Yep.
17 was the checkout.
The checkout? What's the checkout? Is this a new supermarket sweep?
No, so this is the Chaser Boys.
Right.
And they basically go in and they do like behind the scenes of, you know, what really happens with products and all that kind of crap. Janet King on ABC, Damo.
Janet King.
I think at the exact same time as the Thursday night footy.
Fantastic.
Yeah, got a 4:25. The project at 6:30. And then you've got Family Feud 20.
I correct me if I'm wrong, Green, and I might be very badly mistaken.
You might be
here,
wrong.
Is I can't see the NRL.
That's right, Damo.
Oh.
Not even in top 20.
Oh, there you go.
So it failed to rate. And what was the 20th? 386,000 was the 20th.
Right.
Edition there. Family Feud. So more people tuned in to Grant.
Yep.
Than Thursday night footy. Grand final rematch, Damo. Not even a rooster in sight.
No. So there you go. Around half the population of eastern Sydney didn't even watch it.
Didn't even watch it.
Couldn't be bothered.
There we go.
Didn't care.
They love it though, Damo. They love the Thursday night footy. They won the game. Sharks, Storm beat the Sharks.
Did they?
18-13.
What do you make of the hallway crap of Nate Miles moving mid-season to the Storm?
To the Storm, look.
To the arch rivals, Greenway.
Interesting. It's interesting. In a way that, firstly, why did the Storm want him?
Well, yeah, probably a bit of buzz off the bench for 20.
He's far from, he played Origin, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, that's right.
And now he's back.
Yeah.
Who knows? I really don't. It makes no sense to me.
Makes no sense.
I'm moving on.
Okay. Do you reckon he would have got much money, though? I don't think so.
Nah, not much cash.
Probably 50 grand, 60 grand. What's the minimum?
80, I think.
Was he playing? Was he playing for Manly?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So why did he leave?
I don't know. That's there must be something.
They're having a good year.
They have a good year, but obviously they don't rate Nate's work there.
Okay, fair enough.
Must have some young kids coming through.
He's getting on a bit, isn't he? Yeah, 36.
Maybe he dumped in Barrett's like coach's box or
on
something.
On the desk.
Just on the desk.
On the desk of the coach's office. There you go, Trent.
Enjoy.
A little parting gift.
Bon appetit.
Sorry, I was locked out of my room, mate.
Exactly.
Didn't mean it.
The Plucky Knights day, mate.
Plucky Knights.
Almost beat the Seagulls.
The surprise packets.
Except for another
They're the biggest surprise packet of the year because everyone thought they were going to win the comp, obviously. Because of their preseason form.
They pumped the Raiders.
Remember the preseason form?
Yeah.
Remember
them.
How good they were going?
They were the winners. They were the premiership favourites.
Remember the Knights fans, how they were carrying on?
This is going to be a good year.
It's going to be our year, baby.
Name the Brown Supercoach.
Who cares about Wade Bennett?
Oh, we don't need him.
Don't need him.
We don't need Ziegler. They got dusted, those Seagulls, 18 over them 14. It was a dodgy try that was given the match winner, where he clearly dropped the ball over the line. They didn't bother going to the video ref. They said, it's all right.
No, don't worry about it.
Just award it.
Don't worry about it.
The Broncos, too good for the Rabbits.
Yep.
The Gold Coast Crazy Malarkas let us
crazy
down.
Crazy Malarkas.
The Warriors managed to win a game outside of Australia.
Is that
or
right?
In Australia, my apologies, outside New Zealand. They won it.
Okay.
The Panthers managed to score 2 tries in the space of 2 minutes to beat the Raiders 24-20. Heartbreaker.
That's interesting.
That was the only update I got over the whole week, and I got a message going, oh, did you watch the game? And I'm like, no. Like, no access. Blah, blah, blah.
I was howling because I thought I had that tip sewn up.
Oh, locked
at
in.
At half time.
Yeah.
I thought, got this one.
Yeah.
I pegged one back on him.
No.
No, didn't
we
happen.
Came out even in the end. The Cowboys too good for the Eels, 32-6. You got the Roosters smack the Tigers,
the poor old
40-18, and then
the Bulldogs
pulled
one out of the fire
at halftime. There was calls for Dez to be sacked. Still
half time
because they were down 2-0. This team has no direction. They can't score a try. But
that's it. That's it. Get rid of him.
18-2. Well done. Let's have a look at the Queensland Origin squad, Damo. But before we do, New South Wales same squad as game one. First time that's happened in 17 years.
That's amazing, isn't it? When I heard that the other day, I thought. At first I thought, wow, that's amazing. But then I thought, no, that's probably right.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, they don't like going in with the same team.
Well, because we're normally losing, Damo.
Well, not for 17 years, to be fair.
Not for 17 years, but there's always injuries. Like, you need a fair bit of luck to name the same team 2 games in a row.
That is a long time between drinks.
That is craziness.
To name back-to-back teams.
Melbourne. Queensland, on the other hand.
They went full bitch cakes.
They've turned full New South Wales.
They've gone full Blues.
We're sacking everyone.
Yeah.
What?
We've won 10 out of the last 11 years.
Yep.
We've lost one game. Okay, yes, it was a bad loss, but we've lost one game. Yep. How do we turn this back? Do we go back to what we know? No, let's copy what the team that we beat did for 10 years.
For 10 years.
Great idea, Kev.
I actually don't mind this new squad, Dame.
I bet you don't.
The players...
Because you think they're going to get smacked.
No, I think this is a stronger Queensland side of game one.
It is, yeah.
Players admitted, Corey Oates, that's a bit tough on him, actually. He had a really good game, but they had to find a way to get Valentine's Holmes in there.
Mm.
Justin O'Neill, he's been, you know, given the old heave-ho, he had a terrible game one.
Yep.
Anthony Milford's injured, so he ain't playing.
Mm.
Nate Miles, gone.
Well, he's busy. He was busy packing.
He's got to pack.
Organising accommodation.
He's got to send out, you know, change of address cards.
Yeah, got to find a hotel that'll accept him.
That as well. It's a bit difficult. Sam Thaiday gone.
Sam Thaiday.
That was a bit of a surprise.
Feel sorry for Sam, actually. He's been a warrior for a long time.
He has.
But just the form's not there.
Not there. Aiden Guerra and Jacob Lilliman also cut.
It was the forward pack that was massacred.
Massively in the bench. The bench is completely revamped.
Okay.
So who comes in? Billy Slater comes in at fullback.
Okay, fair enough.
Darius Boyd, he's named on the wing here, but the whisper is he's going to be
politics.
He's going to play centre.
Centre.
So he hasn't played centre for... I can't even remember the last time we played centre.
No, I can't either.
So I'd keep Dara as the win, but that's my preference.
Mm-hmm.
Will Chambers stays, Dane Gagai stays. Valentine Holmes comes in to make his Queensland debut.
Valentine.
Big inclusion here, Jonathan Thurston. Kronk stays. Jared Wallace, who had to go face the judiciary in order to even play in this game.
Braveheart.
Got up yesterday, and he'll be there. That's a terrible joke. Cameron Smith, Josh
Papali'll never take my debut, Greedo.
Josh Papali'll now going to play front row. Gavin Cooper comes in.
Okay.
Matty Gillette and Josh Maguire, that's right.
Yep.
Michael Morgan stays. Dylan Napa goes to the bench. Cohen Hess is going to make his debut as like a 20-year-old.
Yes.
And the guy that's
Hess.
All the media attention for the wrong reasons. Mm. And I'm going to give a wave of the finger here, Dan.
A wave of the finger?
No, let's not go over. I'm going to up it.
Up it.
It's dick move.
Dick move.
Dick move.
So you're lowering it to dick move.
Dick, yeah, well, up it in the sense of poorness.
Yeah.
The New South Wales media coverage of Tim Glasby's selection.
Mm.
Now, I understand. No one knows who Tim Glasby is. No. But he's played...
who is he?
He's played over 100 games for Melbourne.
Has he?
Sorry, no, I lie. 77 games for Melbourne.
So he's a quiet achiever.
He's a quiet achiever, but defensive powerhouse. He doesn't have the flashy stats, Damo.
No.
He doesn't have all the tries, all the tries.
Is he in the Xavier Doherty mold?
He's very much in the Xavier Doherty mold, but what I like him, he's going to toughen up the middle, which is what Queensland need.
Toughen up the middle.
But they've caught him like, where's this nobody come from? It's disappointing. The guy's playing Origin, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, give him a pat on the back.
I tell you what we're going to do.
Nice,
we're going to give him a nice Gary.
Give him a nice Gary.
There we go. Should we do the Chuckle Wheelie Show? Should tips,
yes,
Damo?
Let's please do. But I don't have a pen, so we'll have to remember it. I'll take them down later in the week.
You going
to
write it down?
Yeah.
Anyway, I think I may have a pen, sir.
You got a pen there?
I may have a pen.
Okay, let's do it.
This is quality professional radio
this
here.
This is quality radio.
In our very sporadic tipping.
Yes.
Where even Stevens last week when it came to the NRL.
Is that right? I think, did you get me one in the AFL? Mate?
I got you more than one in the AFL. We'll get to that later.
Yeah. See, because it's a ridiculous tipping season in the AFL. It's one for the part-time watchers and the non-watchers because...
Killing it.
What, last week, 16th, 17th and 18th all won?
Didn't you pick that?
No.
No, you didn't. Cool. I know, because I've got tips.
And neither did the bookies.
No, not at all. Rabbitohs versus the Gold Coast Crazy Malarkers.
Oh, see, this is a tough one, isn't it?
It is, because everyone's missing their stars.
Mm.
However, the Rabbits don't have any Origin stars, so that
don't
makes
they?
It a bit easier.
Okay, I'm tipping the Rabbits.
I'm tipping the Rabbits as well.
Yeah, thanks for that. I shouldn't be taking your advice, though. Let's be frank.
What are you talking about?
I'm trying to catch up.
I'm killing it.
I'm trying to catch up to you.
Killing it. Storm versus the Cowboys. Let's do another. I'm going to do another dick move.
Mm.
This one's to the NRL.
For scheduling this game.
Why would you schedule the Storm and the Cowboys on Origin Week?
Because I guess it's the two teams that have mainly Queensland players going against each other.
Even so.
Yeah.
At least
then they can't turn around and say, oh, you put us up against a New South Wales team who's only missing one player.
Fair enough.
And we take the majority of players.
Let's have a look at how many players are missing. Billy Slater's going to be missing. Will Chambers is going to be missing. Jonathan Thurston's going to be missing. Cooper Cronk's going to be missing.
Yep.
Cameron Smith's going to be missing.
Yep.
Gavin Cooper's going to be missing. Michael Morgan's going to be missing.
Yep.
Cohen Heath is going to be missing.
And
Tim Glasby's going to be missing.
And for New South Wales, isn't one of the Cowboys players for New South Wales missing as well?
Possibly.
What's our favourite mate from New Zealand?
Aussie Jimmy Tamoy.
Yeah, does he still play there?
He doesn't play there, and he doesn't play for North Queensland.
For 3 years.
He's not part of New South Wales.
Isn't he?
No, he plays for Penrith.
Aussie Jimmy Tamoy.
Aussie Jimmy Tamoy. Raise your glass for Aussie Jimmy.
Well, based on that, I think I'm going to have to go to Cowboys.
Yeah, I think Cowboys as well, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's too much.
It's the whole spine of the side. Billy Slater, Cameron Smith, and Cooper Cronk.
And Tim Glasby, Damo.
Don't forget about Glasby.
Glasby was my tipping point. I was going Storm, so like Glasby's out, and I locked that in.
Don't forget about the great Glasby.
I'm going to get Cowboys. Well done there.
Yeah. Sharks versus Tigers,
that's,
Greedo.
That's solid. Yeah. That's solid. That.
That's going to catch on, that one.
That's worthy of a...
Nice, Gary!
Great Glasby. Sharks, Tigers. I'm going to go Sharks because you just
Sharks.
Can't... I can't
bring can't tip.
Tigers.
No, I can't. I can't.
Even with all the Shark stars missing.
Yeah, no, I'm going to have to follow you on that one.
And then you got Eels v Dragons.
I'll probably take the Dragons again, I think.
I'm taking the Dragons as well.
Yeah, well, there you go.
All right, and and Origin. Who are you tipping for Origin?
Oh, well, I'm going to tip Queensland in the heroic comeback and then win game three as well.
There you go. Wow, I only go New South Wales.
New South Wales. Okay.
Just
that was easy.
No real confidence, but we're going to move on.
Okay.
All right, to wrap it up, Damo. On the skids.
On the skids?
On the skids. Sad news this week for one of the favourites of this show because he's given us a lot of content over the years. One Sean Kenny Dow.
Oh, Shawnee.
The Roosters yesterday announced... that they'd released Dow from the remainder of his playing contract, effective immediately.
Mm-hmm.
He's been stood down by the Roosters indefinitely since May.
Is that right?
After he was allegedly caught with a gram of cocaine a Sydney nightclub.
It's sad news for the Roosters, but it's good news for the hamburger chain that he left all those years ago.
The number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Back on the block, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Thought I'd do a little bit of Smells Like Nirvana tonight, Grano.
I like it. I'm a big fan.
Yep. If you've got any musical suggestions, any suggestions for the show generally, but that's not rugby league segments you'd like to chuck in, because somebody out there listens to TK and Slats.
I'm sure they do, yeah, definitely. So we need some more but that's not rugby leagues, and this week we're completely lacking Hot Toss.
with no Hot Toss.
There's
the
no
toss
Hot
this
Toss,
week.
Unfortunately.
Well, that's not good enough. Get smuttier, guys.
Yeah, if you could.
Oh, hang on, it's Origin Camp. Something will come up.
There'll be some smut at some
something
point next week,
up.
I guarantee it.
Startingblock.podbean.com. At the starting block on Twitter, Greeno, one word, drop the K at the end. Don't forget to drop the K, YouTube, Facebook, etc., etc. get on board.
Is there any point plugging the YouTube anymore? We haven't done a clip in 6 months, really.
6 months? About 6 weeks, I think.
It's been definitely more than 6 weeks, I guarantee it.
Yeah, it'd be pretty close.
You reckon?
Be pretty close, yeah.
I doubt it.
Yeah, all right.
We'll someone look out. It up. Look up the YouTube channel.
And then tweet us.
And then tweet us.
And say when the last one was.
And let us know when the last one was.
Yeah.
I'll
get back into it. You need to suggest what things are good.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've just had, you know what, to be honest, we've just had really crappy material.
The show's been pretty bad for at least 6 weeks.
We've just had terrible material.
There's just no content.
No.
Formula One Day, mate. Montreal Grand Prix is normally one of my faves.
Yeah. It's great racing, great always, track.
Yeah, very good race. Mm. Problem is, it's on at like 4 a.m.
US time. US time.
But it's public holiday, so it's fine.
Yeah.
I didn't get up and watch it.
You didn't?
But I'm sure it was a good race.
Because you're on holidays.
I was on holidays. Yep. No access.
No, I don't think it was a good race because Lewis Hamilton won by 20 seconds.
He did win by 20 seconds.
Followed by Valtteri.
Valtteri in the exact same car.
Yeah. Who finished 35 seconds. What? 25 or 15?
Valtteri's 20 seconds behind. And then you had Daniel Ricciardo who was 35 seconds behind. And I'm going to have to. I hate to do it. I really don't want to because he's still the biggest wanker in F1.
Of course.
Nice, Gary. Yeah,
nice, Gary.
But Sebastian Vettel started, like, fell back to 18th at one point.
Did he
and
really?
Fought his way up to fourth and was just short of pipping Dan Ricciardo, 0.7 of a second behind.
That's amazing. He's a great driver.
He's a very good driver. But Lewis Hamilton, believe it or not, Damo, has won the Montreal Grand Prix 6 times.
6 times.
That's an amazing achievement.
That's Schumacher-esque.
That's very Schumacher-esque in a couple of different tracks. Yep. Sergio Perez was 5th. Mm. Esteban Ocon, who I've never even heard of. That's how closely I followed the F1 this year.
Wow.
Was 6th.
Esteban.
Kimi Raikkonen 7th, Nico Hülkenberg 8th, and then Lance Stroll, definitely the name's appropriate because he finished a lap down.
Out for a stroll.
Even though he was in the points.
Yeah, he got top 10.
And Romain Grosjean.
Romain Grosjean.
10th.
In the Haas.
In the Haas. With that being so, Lewis made up 13 points in the championship now, still.
Is that right?
Vettel
hot
still
piece,
has.
Hot piece of Haas for Romain.
He does. 13 points is the championship lead there for one Sebastian Vettel.
Sebastian Vettel. So I tipped him, didn't I?
You did. You got Vettel, I've got Lewis.
Lewis. So that's going to be interesting.
I'm a bit concerned because the pace of the Ferraris is a lot better this year.
It is.
And I think Hamilton's, his desire is a little bit lacking still.
Do you think Mercedes will reassert themselves when they get back to the European circuit?
Maybe. But I think it's got to do with Lewis. It's all about his motivation.
Really?
Where was he? He was at some weird awards festival or something this week. I'm like, shouldn't you be focusing on the driving this week, Lewis?
You've sent him a little tweet.
Yeah, he was
don't you have something else on your mind?
He was with some soccer player, and they were both dressed up looking like complete tosses.
And you must get to a point in your career and go, look, I flogged that many Tag Heuer watches. What am I doing here? I flogged that many sponsored dinners. I flogged that many trips on yachts.
That's the concerning part.
Of course he was enjoying it. He's enjoying a Formula One driver.
The schmoozing.
They live for it,
the schmoozing.
They live for it.
MotoGP demo. Where was this one? Oh, no, I didn't write it down. Direct Vicioso got the win. It's a sound show we've got here. In my defense, Damo, wrote this. I put the whole show together yesterday. After a 4-hour drive home in traffic.
Right?
I thought, got to do the show tomorrow.
But you weren't working, though.
No, that's a fair point.
Yeah.
That's when I do my best writing, though.
When I should
be actually working.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Okay. When I have to quickly cram, pull it all together. A bit tough.
Bit rough.
Marc Marquez was 2nd.
Marc Marquez.
Danny Pedrosa 3rd. Jorge was there in 4th. And Johan Zarco.
Johan.
Was there in 5th.
Zarco. Zarco, Greener.
Zarco, is it?
Zarco.
Oh, it is Zarco. I saw the A at the back end of Fra.
Fra.
For France.
Zarco.
And then, didn't see it there.
The Folger.
I want to say it's a moral victory for one Cal Crutchlow.
Is it?
He finished a race, Damo.
He got across the line.
He did get across the line. 11. Oh, well, I think that's only the second time he's finished a race this season.
Is that right?
Has to be, because every time we look at the results, DNF.
That's amazing.
A man who has kept his DNF record up to date, though, Australian Jack Miller.
Well done, Jackie boy.
Well done. And he lasted 12 laps, though, this time.
Is that right?
That's almost a moral victory.
Okay, well done, Jack.
Well done.
Very proud of the young lad. He's going places.
He is going places. Let's talk NBA playoffs, Damo, because the season is just finally over.
Yeah. You know finally what? Can I give a bit of a wag of a finger?
Yes.
To basketball fans in general for saying that, who cares? The Warriors won. They assembled a super team. It's not the same.
Yeah.
Like, really?
It was. Yeah. It was such dull viewing, Damo.
Yeah.
Wasn't even close. Wasn't even like.
It's still hard to win a championship.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if you get a super team together.
Yeah.
Miami didn't win them all.
No, they didn't. That's a good point, but neither did the Warriors. They lost last year.
Yeah, there you go. So they got Durant over. They won the championship.
Yep.
They put that team together to stop LeBron James, and it worked.
He did well. Yeah, basically they were trying to overcome what happened last year where they fell to a 3-1 deficit. And definite tip of the hat to Kevin Durant. Yep. He didn't let himself down. He went to that. He's like, I'm there to get a ring.
Yep.
And I hear this criticism of, you went to a super team, it's a hollow championship. No. If he chased the money elsewhere and went to a non-competitive team, everyone would be pissing and moaning, he's just chasing the cash, doesn't care about winning. The guy obviously cares about winning.
Of course he does.
So he went to team to win.
That's right.
And everyone pisses and moans, but he's got a ring on his finger.
That's right.
And he is unbelievable, Kevin Durant. He was the difference. He was the finals MVP.
Yep.
The Warriors take it 4-1. I wrote 3-1 here and then realized after I'd written it.
That would be
that's not a win. Over.
16-1 in the end, like the total record?
The total record was 16-1, only dropped game 4 of the playoffs to the Cavs. And it took an amazing LeBron James and Kyrie Irving effort to
who just refused to be swept.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, we're not losing this championship here at home.
That's right.
In 4-0. Game 4. Yeah. They lost in game 5 instead. the question is, Damo, are the Cavs gonna have to blow it up and rebuild? Because they can't beat Golden State next year with the current squad.
No, they can't.
Well, what do they do? Who are they going
to
bring in?
But if you get rid of LeBron, then you're not going to have a chance to get there anyway.
No. LeBron will be there.
I reckon you've just got to bet on the younger players, like your Kyrie Irving's getting better next year.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to get any better than what he is. That's
really
a problem.
Really?
Yeah. Kevin Love's in the downward slide. And you actually look at it, but those three guys are pretty solid. They just have no support other than that.
No. So what can you do? They're constrained because they're not a rich team, Cleveland.
No, not at all. They've spent all their money on those three players.
Yeah, so that's it then, is it?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Or do you just roll the dice again and think, you never know. Like, maybe we can just play better.
Maybe.
What else can you do?
We'll move on. It's nice to squeeze one in because we don't get to do them all that often.
There you are. But that's not rugby league, Greta.
It is a little bit.
But that's no.
Oh, it's delicious.
Aye, it's delicious. But that's delicious. No.
It is very delicious. But that's not rugby league, NBA Finals edition, Damo.
NBA Finals edition.
This one's from the Fox Sports website, believe it or not. Okay. So they managed to find a way.
Staff writer.
Possibly. Well, they managed to put it into a video, believe it or not. I think this is an inaugural video headline, but that's not rugby league. So well done to the Fox Sports website.
Breaking records all over the place, Greta.
So that was a little bit of a video of one of the NBA Finals games, and the big banner over the top was shoulder charge ignites LeBron James.
Shoulder charge.
Last time I checked, it's called setting a pick in basketball, dickhead.
I've never felt so accepted in all my life.
Yeah, back on the block, legend, my boys and girls. We can do the touch thing. We've done the touch thing.
The touch thing? What's the touch thing?
If you want to get in touch with us, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, we already did that last time.
I know
time.
You did that, but we should do it again. Keep
get in touch with us at the starting block while we're drop the K at the end. Do not forget to drop the K.
All that kind of
Facebook,
stuff.
Facebook, Twitter.
Always nice just to,
YouTube. Oh, but we haven't done a YouTube in about six months.
Weeks.
No, it was about
six
weeks.
You're right, we probably should have done it. In retrospect.
Well, I'm only here to please you. You're here to please the fans.
Well, because I listen to a little bit of radio. Over the last week or so.
Okay.
And I realised we don't really do it the way everyone else does. And
how are you supposed to do it?
Well, you meant to do the back announce. Like, we haven't even talked about who those songs were.
No, because that's not our style.
That's not our style.
No. We're not only anti-sports, we're anti-radio.
Anti-professional.
I reckon we're pretty professional.
We try. We do what we can.
We try. We try to be professional enough to not be douchebags about it.
Good point.
Because, you want professional? That was Nirvana with Dive. Coming up later on, we'll be talking more AFL. Remember, if you want to get in touch with us out there in Radio Land, you can do so via the Twitter. At the starting block, one word, drop the K at the end. Do not forget to drop that K. We can talk like that if you want.
The professionalism was kind of blown out.
By the douchebaggerous.
No, by the fact that song wasn't song Dive.
Oh, wasn't it?
No.
It was Blue.
That was Blue.
Okay.
Yeah.
That one was Blue.
There you go. Well done. Top of the AFL segment, Damo.
Yeah. Other than that, I could get a schlock jockey FM radio spot. No problem. But the reason I want to be with the people, Greener.
Oh yeah, part of the
crew. I'm a man of the people.
I forgot to do it back in. And this is the perfect time. It's the AFL segment. So should we talk some NRL?
Yeah.
Stevie J
got his car stolen, Greener.
We'll save it. Yeah. Did you have any Wayne Bennett impersonations this week? It was sound last week.
Oh, okay. Well, what's happened in Wayne's world?
I don't know.
What I've missed.
The Broncos, did they win? They won. Did they play last week? No, they had a bye. Yeah. We just did that segment.
Yeah, well, we just kept training over the bye. Bye's not an excuse not to hang the boots up.
still got to focus. Everyone's trying to get better. So that's what we'll be doing.
Excellent. Well, we'll have to make that like a recurring character.
The Wayne Bennett.
The Wayne Bennett.
Okay. Are you going to bring back Kimmy one day when he wins?
He needs to win.
He needs to win.
Kimmy needs to do something before I can bring back the... Yeah, I'm so excited to be there with the fans and the race wins. What we've been striving to achieve here, Ferrari and... We don't have a lot of range when it comes to impersonations.
No, I was going
to
say, Wayne Bennett and Kimmy Räikkönen, they're probably in the same genre.
That's a dinner party I would not want to be part of.
Yeah, imagine being in between Wayne and Kimmy.
At a wedding just kind of like chit-chatting.
This sucks.
On the random table.
This sucks.
More wine here, waiter. More wine.
Bruno, can I kick off the AFL segment with a sorry book?
You really want a sorry book?
Yeah, I'm going to have to sign a sorry
already?
Book. Yep. Seems appropriate to me. Little sorry book there for Carlton, Greeno. Carlton this week. I believe last week I referred to a meme. And, you know, I'm going to apologise on behalf of the meme maker.
Yeah.
And me, obviously, for mentioning it. But I believe I mentioned a meme where they said, oh, well, doesn't matter if the Giants are playing Carlton this week. It's just the same as a bye.
Bye week, exactly.
Whoops.
Turns out, not so much. Carlton got the bicky, 71-70 over GWS. Toby Green had a chance to kick the winner.
He did.
In front, managed to blow it.
Yep.
Another guy missed one straight in front as well. Can't remember who it was.
Yeah, a couple of them did. Mm. But to be fair to Carlton, they deserved the win. They were in front all day.
Yep.
They played better. They defended really well. And they were coming off. It was one of those games, Green, they're coming off a bye, and the Giants were going into a bye.
Mm.
So I don't know. Does it? Because if they... You know, the wife, Greeno, she even said, you know, that goes either way, because if they lose, then they go, oh, see, because the bye, they weren't ready. They're rusty. Yeah. Exactly.
But when they come back and they kick ass, they're fresh.
Well, that's what we do here at Professional Radio Land. We just use whatever the situation is to suit our excuse, so we still appear to look
narrative.
Like experts.
Exactly.
Coming up, Cold Hard Cash.
Here's an example where you don't sound like an expert, Damo. Mm. You're the guy who actually pays attention to the AFL.
Oh, I try
One of the few sports that you actually kind of do still follow. And pay attention to.
Sometimes, yeah.
You had one tip last week.
I know.
One tip correctly.
Shocking. Absolutely.
And
shocking.
And that came down to the last game. You were 0-5 going into the last game.
Yeah.
And the D's managed to sneak over the top of Collingwood.
A goal in the last minute.
A goal in the last minute.
To win by four.
Saved you the embarrassment of
an
0-6.
The indemnity, the embarrassment, the torture.
The Swannies, who you laughed at, me on when I said, oh, I'm picking the Swannies. Like, really? Against the Dogs? You're an idiot. And I'm like, wet weather footy game, man. Yes. It's going to be conducive to their style. And you laughed. You mocked at me.
Yep.
Lo and behold, 88-42, Swannies get the win.
Yeah, you came good.
The Crows absolutely pumped St Kilda. Your tip, St Kilda, obviously.
Won't be doing that again because that's the third loss in a row now for St Kilda.
They're struggling.
Well, you know, they started the year off well. They beat the Giants.
Yep.
So, you know, there's an upset in them.
That's before Leon Cameron remembered how to coach, Damo. Remember that?
Oh, that's right. Do you reckon Leon doesn't know how to coach again this week?
He forgot this week.
He forgot how to coach.
He forgot how to coach. They've got to sack him.
Oh, I see. Yeah, so it's all just, he's been fluking it.
He has.
Every week.
Yeah. It's a
you come up against
situation.
A quality team like Carlton, who's, you know, sitting second last, fair enough, but obviously not represented fairly on the ladder.
Oh, without doubt.
Obviously, the whole ranking system is wrong, basing it on wins and losses. I mean, it's draconian.
It's an unfair system.
It's unfair, Greeno. It's not accurate.
Gold Coast too good for Hawthorn, 95-79. Brisbane pumped Freo, 121-64. We pick Freo, I think, both of us.
Of course. Why wouldn't you?
Why would you? Essendon, too good for Port, 131-61. And we already touched on that one.
Essendon, not a bad little team this year, Greeno.
They're going all right. Yeah. They're going all right.
The pep.
Stuff kicking back in.
Are you ever going to let that go for us?
No.
You're just going to hound them for
In the same
the
way,
eternity,
Melbourne
yeah.
will always be salary cap cheeks. The Sharks will always be drug cheats.
Yeah. The Melbourne Tanks.
And Nate Miles will still always be the guy that's shutting Norway.
We know how to hold a grudge on this.
We know how to roll. West Coast. Let's do tips. Chuck Willie, show us your tips,
Damo. Show us your tips.
West Coast versus Geelong Thursday night.
West Coast coming off the bye. I'll be taking Geelong.
Oh, yeah. Well, West Coast will be fresh, so I'm going to go West Coast.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
North Melbourne versus St Kilda.
Well, I'm off St Kilda now.
Yep.
Stuff them. Down the toilet.
All right.
Not tipping St Kilda again for at least a week.
All right.
So I'm going to take North Melbourne.
I'll take Saints.
Oh, look at this.
Richmond versus the Swans. This should be a good game.
See, I know your strategy now. You're just saying, whatever Damo tips, I'm going to do the opposite because he was 1-5.
1-5, yeah.
You're not stupid, are you?
Yeah.
You're not just a pretty face over there.
I'm far from that as well. Richmond versus...
You've never got a lot going for you.
Yeah, not at all. Richmond versus Sydney.
Tough one. I might take Richmond, I think.
All right. I'm going to take Swans. Port versus Brisbane.
I'm definitely taking Port Adelaide at home.
Yeah, I'll take a Port in that one.
Oh,
too.
Go on. Have a go.
No, I'm taking
Have a
port.
Go, you mug.
Gold Coast versus Carlton.
Take the Gold Coast.
Really?
Yes.
Carlton, they're coming off a big off win,
their,
Damon.
Yeah, no, that's what I think they're going to be. It's going to be a big
it
come
peaks.
Down.
It peaks.
Big come down.
I'm taking Gold Coast here. Yeah. Western Bulldogs versus Melbourne.
Well, see, now, can you go in reverse and say Melbourne might beat the Doggies?
No, I'm going Doggies.
You're going Doggies?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go Melbourne.
I think it's going to be dry footy.
Okay.
It's going to be conducive to Western Bulldogs
well,
style.
Well, it's
of
that
play.
Eddie had, so it will be dry footy because there's a bloody roof on it, Greeno. Back on the block, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, if you want to get in touch with us out there in Radio Land, let's go to Greeno now with the traffic. How is it, Greeno?
It's stuffed. England versus Australia, Dave. Have you gotten over your case of Champions Trophy fever yet?
Champions Trophy fever? No, I'm still recovering.
Still recovering.
Yeah,
you're still
coming
the
down.
The lingering effects.
What a high.
What a
tremendous high.
Terrible.
What a lead into the Ashes, Greeno.
It is. I'm pumped already. I can't sleep.
And they've got their hand out for more money.
Exactly. Some more cash over this. Can't serve this up.
Clearly, I deserve it.
England won 40 runs. The man of the series for Australia so far has been the rain.
Yeah. What, saving us and ruining us?
And ruining us in both ways. This one was determined by the Duckworth-Lewis method. Mm. Well done to the Cricket Administration worldwide for, you know, scheduling a tournament
that.
In England.
Yeah.
In the middle of, you know, wet season.
Yes.
Well done.
Yeah, well done.
Australia scored 277 to kick
wet
off.
Wet season.
I don't know. You know what I mean.
Like the plains of Africa.
Exactly. Aaron Finch for 68, Steve Smith for 56, 71 for Travis Head, not out.
Steve Smith's still scoring runs, though, isn't he?
Oh, of course he is.
He's an absolute machine.
He's a weapon. Then reply, yeah, they were 4 for 240 after 40 overs.
Started off well, though, with 4-0-15.
Exactly, and then it was Morgan and Ben Stokes who got him over the line, 87 and 102 respectively. Yep. 2 wickets for Hazelwood, 1 wicket for Mitchell Starc. And we're going to have to do a...
Nice, Gary!
For Josh Hazelwood, named the number one international bowler. One day international bowler.
Is that right?
In the ICC ranking. So
Starkey won't like that.
Something.
Because Starkey wants to be on top.
He does, but something at least. Something came decent out of this tournament. Yeah. Josh Hazelwood doing pretty well. How many bowlers do we have there? Stark, Hazelwood, Cummins, Head, Enrique, Zampa, Maxwell?
And Maxwell. Yeah. Why are we still throwing the ball to Maxwell?
I don't know. Well, no, the criticism has been like, oh, Maxie, how come we got him in the squad? We need him there to take the ball. He's an all-rounder. Bowl him, Smitty.
Yeah, right.
And then he goes for 7.
Is he going to get an Ashes spot, do you think? Did he do enough?
No, of course not. Yeah. Craziness. I know, he scored that ton, didn't he?
He did, yeah. But I want to see some Sheffield Shield.
I need to see some Shield. I need to see a lot of Shield. Before
when is domestic cricket back?
October. Still a long while, though. Still a long while before domestic cricket.
Is there domestic cricket going on in any other parts of the world right
Surely
now?
Surely there is. There's got to be.
Is it happening in England at the moment?
Yeah, county's going.
Well, you know what? We should start doing county
we'll
cricket
start doing
raps.
County cricket. We'll do like a full rap.
County cricket rap. International domestic cricket. It doesn't get much better than that.
It doesn't.
We're ticking every box here on the block.
We're going to razz up the crowd.
Yep.
Last week, the Socceroos had the World Cup qualifier.
Can we have a moment of silence for this crappy team, Greeno? Saudi Arabia? Did you hear about that?
I did.
Big
I did
controversy.
Look, I don't really agree with it. But at the same time, if they said beforehand they weren't going to observe it, so what do they expect?
Well, I would just say store it in the memory banks. Next time the opportunity comes up to, you know, blow a raspberry, make sure you take it.
Make sure you do it.
Make sure you take it.
Australia got the win, though. 3-2 over Saudi Arabia. Defence was still pretty shoddy, though.
Yeah.
Led in a couple of goals there after having
Andrew's
a 2-0
under pressure, and rightly so.
No, without doubt. Jurek.
Tommy Jurek, Greeno.
There you go, Jurek.
Former Wanderer.
With 2 goals.
And Tommy Rogic.
Rogic or Rogic?
I'm not sure what he prefers.
We'll ask him.
I think it's Juric.
Yeah.
Tommy Juric and Tommy Rogic.
There you go.
So there you go. Rogic for Celtic, by the way.
There you go. Well done.
Young Celtic
did
lad.
Did you watch the game last night?
What was last night?
Australia versus Brazil, friendly.
No, what was
Brazil,
the score, do you know?
I think 1-0, 2-0, something
2-0.
Like that.
See, why would I watch
that?
They
scored a goal after 12 seconds.
Well,
Brazil.
Imagine how many TVs just flicked off at that point.
Thanks for coming.
No.
French Open, Dame. I know you're a big fan of the French Open.
How many Aussies do you reckon would have been cheering for Brazil? I reckon plenty.
Plenty.
How many times do you go down to shops or whatever and during the World Cup you see Aussie kids walking around with Brazil shirts?
Brazil shirts, yeah.
You're like, what's wrong with you, lad?
Exactly.
What's your problem?
Get on the bus. the French Open. Congratulations to one Rafael Nadal.
Mm.
He picks up yet another Grand Slam. He basically just rolls away with this French Open year after year.
Yep.
He beats Stanislav Wawrinka in straight sets.
I like Wawrinka, the big Swiss.
My question is, why the hell is Rafael Nadal the fourth seed? This is a no-brainer. I know he hasn't been playing the best, but this is clay.
Yeah. It's based on the rankings, though, isn't it?
No, it's just who they think is best coming in.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, wasn't he injured in the last tournament?
Might have been.
I can't remember now.
Yeah, either way, he won. So good job.
All I remember about the last time we spoke tennis was that time where the couple was amorous across the lake and the commentator was commentating on it. He thought someone was watching porn on their phone in the stands.
Turns out, not so much.
Yeah, he was less horrified about the actual sex going on than he was about someone watching it on
their
phone.
The hot toss.
Hot toss, great. Can we just play the hot toss thing?
You want to do a hot toss?
Because we've got to squeeze one in.
All right, we're going to do a hot toss and then we'll have to come back.
Quick one off the wrist.
Yeah, and then we'll do a party whistle. There we go. Hot toss just squeezed in now.
Beautiful.
And the hot toss party whistle means we're almost out of time.
Oh, really? We're sticking in the last song and all of that jazz?
That was the last song we already played.
Was it?
We've blown past the CSA for bushfires because I don't think it's really bushfire season.
Can we? This is a shout out to station management. Can we get some updated community service announcement?
I don't think we need to be criticising station management because I think it's just me not having checked the board of what we should be playing in that CSA.
Okay, I'll flick them an email through the week.
Let's reverse that one back and go for it. Yep. Okay. Well done.
Station management is really good.
The Serena Williams,
the most professional run station in all of Sydney.
It is actually. I'm gonna throw this one out here as a
nice Gary.
I saw some pictures of an actual, you know, professional radio station, a commercial radio station in Canberra throughout the week. It looked terrible. Our one looks so much better.
Yeah, because they don't, the quote-unquote pros, Grant, they don't treat it with respect.
Not at all. The board looked like the board we used to have in the studio.
Yeah.
Now, we've got the fresh, you know, snazzy one. We've had that for a while now. It's much better.
No, we're kicking ass. We're down at 2GLF.
Quickly on the French Open, a bit of a win for Margaret Court. Where the two Aussie girls got dusted in the women's doubles. Oh, well done.
Give her a nice Gary Greedo.
For Margaret.
Bit of karma.
No lesbian winners right there. It's the opposite. 40 seconds, Damo. Quick touch on your thoughts because you're a political guy, so I'm going to keep your political opinions really, really short. 34 seconds.
Yeah.
Warriors are refusing to do the presidential visit after having won the championship. Thoughts?
Really?
Cares, yeah.
No cares. It just makes them look like douchebags.
That's all you're saying?
No, people are sick of their celebrities sort of parading around and putting themselves on moral pedestals and taking political positions.
Maybe they can get
a seat. You're there for our entertainment. That's what you're paid for. Just entertain us and, you know, get on with it.
Move on. Maybe they can get a seat with Waleed on the project. get the Warriors in. They could visit Channel 10 Studios, we'll perhaps.
Invite him over to stay at his house.
There we go. I like it. All right, with that being said.
If Waleed does a job, that is. If Ted doesn't go broke.
It's still, to be determined.
Yes.
All right, see you guys next week.
Bye.
We'll always be bosom buddies, friends, sisters, and pals. We'll always be bosom buddies. If life should reject you, there's me to protect you.
If I say that your tongue is vicious,
if I call you uncouth,
it's simply that.
Who else but a bosom buddy will sit down and tell